Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, and we're building something you can drop into basically any drum and bass or jungle project, a repeatable break roll system that delivers that old school rave pressure. You know the sound. The break suddenly feels like it's being yanked forward, chewed up, sped up, tightened, and squeezed right before the drop, at the end of an 8-bar phrase, or as a quick little flex in the middle of the drop. But we're not doing random stutter plugin on the master. We are building a controlled, performance-friendly rack that stays mix-safe and arrangement-ready. By the end, you'll have a break roll audio effect rack on your break bus with macro controls for roll-on and depth, roll rate, tone, crunch, space, and docking. And the key word is system, not a one-off trick, a tool you can reuse. Alright, let's set it up clean. First, prep your routing so this doesn't wreck your low end. Put your breaks on audio tracks. Could be Amen, Think, Hot Pants, whatever. Then create a new audio track called Break Bus. Route all break tracks into that bus using audio too. The reason we do this is simple. Break rolls are usually for breaks and tops. If you roll your entire drum mix, especially your kick, you're going to collapse the kick and sub relationship. That's the fastest way to turn pressure into mess. On Break Bus, do your basic processing before the roll system. Think of it like, the break is already sounding good, and then we add the roll rig after it. So, EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 can help. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Optional saturator with soft clip-on, drive 1 to 4 dB, just to unify it. Now we build the roll system after that. Add an audio effect rack to the break bus. Open the chain list and create two chains. One chain is DRY or normal. That's your untouched break bus path. The other chain is roll FX. This is the engine. This parallel setup is the whole philosophy. The roll is a layer you slam in and out. It should not destroy your groove. It should feel like pressure being added on demand. Now click into the roll chain and build the device order. First, add a gate. This is one of those devices people skip. And then they wonder why the roll sounds like smeary garbage between hits. The gate helps the roll grab only the parts that matter, and it keeps low-level bleed from turning into constant fizz when the repeats start. Set the threshold around minus 25 dB to start, but adjust based on your break. Return around 6 to 12 dB. Attack super fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. What you're listening for is, the roll feels tight and intentional, not like it's dragging a tail of noise through every repeat. Next device, beat repeat. This is the heart of the roll. Set interval to 1 bar. That means beat repeat checks once per bar. But we're going to force it into action with mix and chance behavior, and with automation. Offset at 0, variation at 0. In drum and bass, predictability is power. You can get weird later, but build a reliable engine first. Set gate and beat repeat to around 1/16 for tightness. Chance can start at 0 to 25% if you want occasional chaos, but for I need this roll right now, you'll push it toward 100. Set mix to 0% for now. We're going to macro that so it's your roll depth knob. Pitch. Keep it at 0 for classic, or a slight negative if you want that tapeying pulled vibe. Turn on the filter inside beat repeat if the repeats get harsh. And keep these roll rates in mind. 1/16 is the pre-drop tease. 1/32 is panic energy. 1/64 is rave meltdown. Use 1/64 like a swear word. Powerful, but don't say it every sentence. Next, auto filter, after beat repeat. Set it to low past 24 dB. This is your tension maker. The roll gets more intense when the tone closes down, because it feels like the sound is being squeezed through a smaller and smaller space. Set the frequency somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz to start, resonance around 0.5 to 1.2, and add drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just be careful, resonance plus repeats can scream. You want rave bite, not ice pick. Next, saturator. Pick analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. And pull the output down so you're not getting big spikes when a roll hits. Beat repeat into saturation can jump in level fast, so watch your meters. Now add a compressor to control the roll so it doesn't explode. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the roll is active. You're basically saying, yes, be aggressive but stay in the lane. Then add reverb. Keep it tiny but vibey. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz, wet around 5 to 12%. Old school rolls often feel like they're in a space, but modern DNB needs clarity. The reverb is a seasoning, not a bath. Now we add the crucial safety, ducking, so the roll doesn't blur the sob and kick. After the reverb in the roll chain, add a compressor with sidechain enabled. Set the sidechain input to your kick, or your full drum bus if that's easier. Ratio around 6 to 1. Attack very fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Set the threshold so the roll ducks 2 to 6 dB when the kick hits. This is one of those you don't notice it until it's missing moves. Without ducking, rolls can feel like they smear into the downbeat. With ducking, the roll stays loud emotionally, but the kick stays stable physically. Okay, engine built. Now make it playable. Go to the rack macros and start mapping. Macro 1 is roll on, or mix slash depth. Map beat repeat mix from 0% up to somewhere between 60 and 100% depending on how wild you want it. Here's a teacher tip. Don't automatically map it to 100 if your roll is already intense. Sometimes the best roll is 65% mix, because you still hear the original transient definition underneath. Optionally, also map the gate threshold a little bit to the same macro, so as you turn the roll on, the gate grabs harder. Keep that range subtle so it doesn't choke the sound. Macro 2 is roll rate. Map beat repeat grid. Set the range from 1/8 down to 1/64. You'll automate this for escalation. Macro 3 is tone. Map auto filter frequency. A useful range is maybe 800 Hz up to 18 kHz. That gives you telephone pressure all the way to open air brightness. Optionally map a bit of resonance so it gets slightly more pointed as you close the filter, but don't overdo it. Macro 4 is crunch. Map saturator dry from 0 to 8 dB. Macro 5 is space. Map reverb wet from 0 to 15%. Macro 6 is duck. Map the sidechain compressor threshold so you can quickly decide, do I want the roll to sit back under the kick, or do I want it to push forward? Remember, more negative threshold means more ducking, usually. And here's a pro workflow thought. Keep the DRY chain at unity gain. Treat the roll chain like an internal effects return. If you ever feel like the roll replaces your brake instead of pressurizing it, pull the roll chain level down, or add a utility on the roll chain and map a quick level trim, like -2 to -8 dB. That preserves transient hierarchy. Your snare crack stays king. Now, before we talk arrangement, let's make this sound more like classic hardware bite without turning harsh. There's a really old school trick. Pre-emphasis into distortion, then deep emphasis after. So, in the roll chain, add an EQ 8 before the saturator. Put a small bell boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz, maybe +2 to +5 dB. Then after the saturator, add another EQ 8 and pull that same area back a bit. What you get is a crunchy, forward bite that reads like old sampling and console push, without ripping your ears off. And if you want the roll to feel like energy borrowing, not a new drum kit, band limit it. Add an EQ 8 early in the roll chain and high pass it anywhere from 120 to 200 Hz. For darker stuff you can even go higher. You're letting the dry chain carry the body, while the roll chain adds speed, aggression, and excitement on top. Now, arrangement. This is where people either sound like they know what they're doing, or they sound like they found beat repeat yesterday. Old school pressure comes from placement and escalation, not constant stuttering. Here are three go-to placements. 1. The pre-drop. If you've got 16-bar phrase, start the roll around bar 15 into 16. Start at 1/16. Then in the last half bar, go 1/32. Then the last beat, hit 1/64 and close the filter down hard, maybe to 1 to 2 kHz. Then kill the roll instantly on the downbeat. That silent snap, that sudden cleanliness, is what makes the drop feel heavier. 2. End of an 8-bar phrase. A 1-beat roll into a crash, a snare flam, or a vocal stab. Quick, controlled, and it tells the listener section change incoming. 3. Call and response in the drop. Every 4 or 8 bars, just a micro roll on the last 8th note or last quarter note. Subtle. You're teasing, not spamming. When you automate, keep it snappy. Drum and bass likes decisive gestures. This isn't ambient filter drifting. It's switch-like moves that feel like a DJ cutting energy in and out. Now let's go advanced. Jungle swing mode. Duplicate your roll chain so you have roll straight and roll triplet. In the triplet version, set beat repeat grid options to triplets wherever possible. Then use the chain selector to switch between them, and map a macro called mode to chain select. Now you've got instant jungle snarl without rewriting drums. And if you want extra drama, add a panic option at the end. You can add echo or delay set to 1/16 or 1/8, low feedback, highs rolled off, and map the wet to a macro called panic. Keep it subtle, or use frequency shifter for that unstable tape feeling. Ring mod mode, fine set super low like ±5 to 20 Hz, dry slash wet maybe 3 to 8%. It shouldn't sound like an effect. It should sound like the audio is slightly haunted. Now, a few common mistakes to dodge. Don't roll the full drum mix. Keep this focused on breaks and tops unless you really know what you're doing. Don't live at 1/64. If everything is maximum, nothing is maximum. Watch gain staging. Beat repeat plus saturation can spike. Use output controls, utilities, or device output trims. Keep reverb under control. High pass the reverb, keep the wet low, and if you want that super 90s room splat, you can even gate the reverb return so it cuts off fast. And don't forget tone automation. Static rolls feel like a plugin demo. Filter movement is tension. Now let's lock it in with a short practice exercise. Load an Amen or Think break at 170 to 174 BPM. Build the rack on the break bus.